it brings us great pleasure to be able to bring Sonic to these energies this day. We say Namaste because we acknowledge the spirit within each and every one of you. Each and every one of you are a channel for higher energies. Each and every one of you are spirit and are all equal. We say to you, our friends, there are many ways to work with spirit, and each and every one of you will be working with spirit in a different way. When you look at the concept of each and every one of you being spirit, and each and every one of you being connected to something greater, including each other, there is always opportunities to work. There are always opportunities to be channels for spirit. But it's what you do with these opportunities that we speak of this day. We are all given free will while we are here, which gives us choices. And in any given moment, you make choices. There is a plan. There is a path in which you are supposed to walk. One that you have carefully chosen when you decided to descend here. You decided who you would meet. You decided who would be your teachers. And we make no mistake in saying that each and every one of you are teachers. You decide whom your family will be, whom are also your teachers. You decide who your friends will be, whom are also your teachers. You even decide where you're going to dwell, in which way you will work. You know when you are born here, why you are here. You are born known and you're born equal. It's only as you go through life that you become unbalanced, that you begin to lose that connection with spirit. And quite often it is when you've lost that free will, when fear begins to creep in and you forget to trust in spirit and trust in this process of life, that you will be exactly where you need to be when you need to be. In any given moment, you are given those choices. Sometimes fear allows another energy to take over. Another energy in which you may try to control, and in doing so you only add to that energy. When you are working with spirit, working with the light, that will always overcome those negative energies. So long as you trust, so long as you don't buy into the fear, so long as you let yourself feel. You trust those that you have surrounded yourself with. You trust those you have chosen to learn from. But most of all, you trust yourself. You trust the guidance that you're given. And you know the difference between a fear and a truth. When you let fear guide you, it's when things get out of control. It's when the negativity grows. When you trust in the light and the love, and you be that light and that love, then there is no need to control. There is no need to allow that fear to get bigger. There is always negative energies around, but it needs something within yourself to latch onto, for the lack of a better word. There must be something within yourself that is the same. There must be something in yourself that is feeding that fear. Otherwise, that energy would cease to exist and it would not be a part of your energies being those you surround yourself with, the place that you are, the dwelling that you're in. It is very easy to see the flaws within another, but a true master will always look at themselves first. They will always say to themselves, how am I adding to the situation? How is this energy continuing? Why does the situation keep happening? And how am I feeding that? When you can do that, the answer will be pretty clear. You are not placed in a situation that you do not have the tools to cope with. But you must always link in the highest way, see things in the highest way. Acknowledge those negativities, acknowledge those fears, and acknowledge how you are feeding them. But don't let them take over. Choose. Choose to walk in the light. Choose to walk, to be that spirit. Do not let another energy control you, because that is not the plan of spirit. That is not the plan. There is a reason why you all have free will. So next time you are in a situation that seems to be getting out of hand, ask yourself, how am I contributing to those energies? And next time you are given an opportunity in which you feel that fear, take yourself away from that situation. Ask yourself, how can I overcome that? And if you cannot, do not take it, because it will not be positive. It will not be in the way that it was intended. Remember, our friends, you are all spirit. You are all teachers. You are all learning. Remember that there is no individual on this earth plane that is ranked higher than yourself. You all have the ability to link. You all have the ability to be channels. You just have to trust it. We will leave these thoughts with you this day, our friends. And remember that you are unique and you will work in a different way. But that's okay, because that's who you are and who you were meant to be. Bless you, our friends.